Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online, and if there's something you'd like to talk about or a Bible question we can answer, we invite your call now to 844-322-2742. That number's good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. Richard, kick us off today.
Okay, Bob. All this month we're talking about love, you know, and it's not just a nice feeling. It's hard-nosed reality. And yesterday we read a verse out of Romans 5, it was verse 8, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this: Christ died for us. I left a phrase out. And that phrase is repeated three different ways all around this verse. In verse 6, Paul writes, when we were still powerless. Here in verse 8, he writes, while we were still sinners. And then in verse 10, he says, while we were God's enemies.
Right.
That's how bad things were for us. Yeah. We were powerless. We were sinners. We were God's enemies. In short, we were dead. And how do we know that? Because Paul continues the argument, and down in verse 17, he talks about this. For if by the trespass of one man, that's Adam, death reigned through that one man, how much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and of the gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ? You want to know how strong God's love is? It moves us from death to life. It takes away our powerlessness. It takes away our sin. It makes us friends of God, children of God, rather than enemies.
Yeah.
It literally raises us from death to life. That's the kind of love we're talking about. That's the kind of God who initiated on our behalf when he didn't have to. He had every right to push the smite button and wipe us all out.
Yeah.
He did not.
Right.
He sent Jesus instead. Jesus volunteered for this mission. Mm-hmm. If you've got a story in your own life about moving from death to life, call us.
Yeah.
Let us know. If you would like to move from death to life, call us. We'll introduce you to Jesus.
This is a good place to do that.
This is a good place to do that.
Thank you for those opening thoughts, Richard. Plenty of open lines right now, 844-322-2742. And if you do have that story about moving from death to life and the Lord Jesus Christ, as Richard said, we do encourage your call right now. In the meantime, we're going to go to Simsbury, Connecticut, and talk to Samuel, who's listening online. Hi, Sam. Welcome to the broadcast. You are on the air.
Thank you for receiving my call. Thank
You're welcome.
You,
sure.
I'm very glad to be talking with you again, and I have to say that I'm very thankful for this gospel, because it was nowhere else, from no one else, that I heard the gospel. First and foremost, it was from this gospel, and it was from Bob Christopher specifically. I mean, it was definitely, you know, an experience of, you know, moving from death to life,
literally.
Literally. I mean, as I explained to a pastor not too long ago, I told him, you know, for my entire life, I mean, I'm 35 years old. And I said, you know, before 2013, I said, I was being taught how to feel God. I was never taught how to love God and why to love God. And I mean, these things can really hurt a Christian.
Sure.
Altogether, we're trying to live the Christian life, but all we're trying to do is fearing God, and it really hurts. So I'm very thankful. Just a while ago, I started listening to the podcast again, and I was very relieved that the message has not changed.
No.
And the message is still the same. I'm very thankful for the staff that the Holy Spirit is using to keep the message simple, keep it sober, and because everyone needs to hear that message. I live in a community where the doctrines are pretty much just out of this world. And I mean, you know, you would walk into a congregation, you have a nice worship service, and the worship songs, I would say, preach the gospel, but the sermons goes against the worship songs.
There's something to be desired, huh?
Yeah. That's way too common these days.
Yeah. Yes. Those things put tears in my eyes. They do put tears in my eyes because people struggle with their daily lives because of such situations. And I'm very thankful for Basic Gospel. I just wanted to share those words with you guys.
Well,
thank you very
Samuel,
much
thank you so much.
Yes.
Just by the way, do you already have a copy of Bob's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace?
I believe I downloaded the free copy. I think it was one time. It was a promotion that Bob was having on Amazon.
Okay. So you think you got
it? The Kindle copy? I believe I have it on my Kindle account.
Okay.
And I'm not a huge reader, of course. I know. Past three pages, I'm pretty much falling asleep. But I got the message. I mean,
you did get the message, and we're so grateful for that. Yeah.
Well, what I'd like to do instead, then, I want to send you something, just as our thanks for calling and these words of encouragement.
Thank you.
Bob also did a sermon a while back called Drive the Stake, where he encourages people to do exactly what you're talking about doing, and that is to consider Jesus Christ exclusively. And I'd like to send you a copy, and what I'd like you to do, because I think you understand this already, but there's probably somebody in your life who could listen to Drive the Stake CD and maybe take that step that is necessary to move from the kind of depression and agony that you're talking about in legalism to the freedom found only in Jesus. And so thank you so much for calling, and please hold the line. We want to send that to you.
Blessings to you, my friend. Keep listening. 844-322-2742. That, of course, a toll-free call in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. And if you have a testimony of how you've moved from death to life, we want to hear it. We want to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. Richard, you know, Samuel is a perfect example of why it's very important for Basic Gospel to be on the air. You and I know, and Bob Christopher knows, the staff know, why... We know the blessing of giving to support this ministry.
Yes.
What would you say to our listeners who have not joined us as yet?
Go back and listen to Samuel's call. That is the reason we do what we do. When someone calls us and asks their first question about Jesus, and you hear in their voices the change as they go from fear to consideration to acceptance, to peace, it just blows you away.
It does indeed.
And that's what we do. That's why we do what we do. And that's why it is so important to support this ministry right now, this month, the month of June, as our fiscal year ends at the end of this month. We want to move into our next fiscal year in the strongest position possible. Our goal is just less than $200,000 for the month. And we want to be able to share this message with as many people like Samuel as we possibly can. And we want you to have the privilege, the joy of knowing that you contributed to the changed lives that happen as a result of us talking about Jesus. This isn't us talking about us.
Right.
We don't matter. Jesus matters. And when you give to this ministry, through this ministry, you are giving into the lives of people who need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. They hear it, their lives are changed forever.
We would love for you to join us today if you can by clicking donate on any page at basicgospel.net or by phone at 844-412-2742. And with your gift of $20 or more, we're going to send you a copy of Bob Christopher's excellent CD series, Love Is. Again, that's donate at basicgospel.net or by phone at 844-412-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Hutto, Texas, and talk to our friend Clay. Hi, Clay.
Hey, Richard. How you doing, Bob?
Doing well.
Hi.
Hey, Richard, I know this month's about love. I wanted to ask this question last week. I had a reunion of high school friends last week, and one of them has been a Christian a long time and an unknowing legalist, and I was sharing the new covenant of the gospel of grace with him, and all of a sudden he said, well, you know there's one sin that a Christian can commit that that they'll lose their salvation. I said, well, no, that's not true. Jesus is true, but if you want to tell me what you think it is. And so he said it's, of course, 1 Corinthians 3, 17, you know, where it's talking about the foundation and everything, and all of a sudden it says, if any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for this temple of God is holy, which temple you are. And he was basically trying to say suicide, you know what I mean? So I told him that that's not true, okay? But do you have any increase to this scripture? What do you got on that verse 17?
Well, it can be a problematic verse if it's taken out of its context. It's not so bad if you read it in the whole context of what Paul is talking about there in 1 Corinthians. He's talking about foundations, just like you said.
Right.
Jesus is the foundation. Paul isn't the foundation. Peter wasn't. Apollos wasn't. Bob and I certainly aren't. Jesus is the foundation. And when you talk about the foundation, you can't be talking about suicide. Suicide is the result of other things, and it certainly
right.
is a selfish and therefore sinful act, but it cannot be the unpardonable sin. Now, most people would say it is the unpardonable sin because you didn't have a chance, because you killed yourself, to repent and confess and ask for forgiveness.
Right.
Well, that would make salvation by works, not by grace.
Amen.
Not by grace through faith. And so, although suicide is a tragic, tragic reality, it is not the unpardonable sin. And there are people out there listening right now who need to hear this. If you have a son or a daughter or a husband or a wife, a friend who loved Jesus, who, for all you know, accepted Jesus as their Savior, but yet something happened in their life that drove them so far into despair that they committed suicide, do not fear for them. It is God's call who is saved and who is lost, not mine. And I don't get
Amen.
To dictate terms to Jesus Christ about who has accepted him and who has not. And so what we need to do is stop looking at people's behavior, as bad as it can be sometimes, and start looking at Jesus so that we can mutually encourage one another to move step by step further into the love of God and to learn something from the inside out as the Spirit does what the Spirit does.
Yeah, and also in this passage, Clay, the body or the temple is not our physical
yes.
body. He's talking about the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So we are living stones. We were dead stones, and then Christ came to live inside of us. Now we're living stones, and we're placed into this new structure, this new temple that is being built by God. So we together corporately are the temple of God, and that's
yes.
why he's so clear. You together are that temple, and he talks about the that God's Spirit dwells in your midst. He's not talking about an individual Christian there. So suicide isn't a logical conclusion about this passage. It really is about the body of Christ, and there are people out there intent on destroying the body of Christ, trying to get rid of it. And God is going to protect the dwelling place, his very
yes.
dwelling place. We can count on that.
Amen. Like you said, once you move from death into life, it's impossible to move back from life unto death.
Yeah. If it was possible to move from life to death, then Jesus was pointless. Jesus,
That's
in
right.
fact, would have been lost.
I'm enjoying this month. This is going to be a great month.
Yeah, thanks, Clay. It is fun to talk about God's love.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
And friends, if you'd like to talk about God's love, or if you'd like to talk about moving from death to life in the Lord Jesus Christ, we'd love to hear from you. We still have time on the clocks. We have open lines right now at 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. Bob, we are approaching a significant deadline insofar as our trip to Israel. Can you give us an explanation on that?
Well, we're going to go to Israel. We're just talking about the temple of God, and Jesus looked at the temple back in his day, and he says, you know, destroy that temple, and in 3 days I will rebuild it. And folks had no earthly idea what he was talking about. But we're going to go and see where that temple was way back when, right in the middle of Jerusalem. And we're going to learn the truths about what the new temple is, the body of Christ, and that we're these living stones that are being assembled together for the dwelling place of God. And so we're going to go there, and we're going to see Israel through the eyes of the gospel message, through the lens of grace, through this new covenant in which we live. And yes, there is a deadline coming up, and we want you to go online to basicgospel.net to the events tab and click on the event Israel 2017, and you'll get all the information about how to register or to reserve your spot. We need you to reserve your spot very quickly if you're interested in going with us next February, I think, 7th through the 18th, 2017. It will be a trip that could literally kind of change everything for you as far as your perspective on the Word of God and really solidify this good news in your heart and see transformation really occur deeply in your life. So come join us next February, 7th through the 18th. Go online, reserve your spot today so that we know you're going to be a part of this trip.
Absolutely. Well, it is Basic Gospel, everybody. Bob Christopher, Richard Piper. My name is Bob Davis. Thank you for joining us. And again, to the phones we go.
Let's go talk to Wayne listening to us in Louisiana. Hi, Wayne.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing this evening?
Well, doing fantastic. So nice to hear from you. What's on your mind today?
I was just calling to chime in on, you know, giving testimony from going from death to life. I have experienced that myself. It took me a little while to realize it, almost 25 years. But just like your first caller, you know, I mean, words almost just can't really describe it. But I did come up with some verses. I'll just share with y'all when Richard said that God could have smited us, but he chose us not to. I thought of Romans 8:32, 33, and 34. I didn't know if y'all had time, y'all wanted to read those. But 34 especially, it just really points to that fact that God, instead of smiting us, he sent Jesus. And, brothers, I just don't know of any other thing. Oh, here I go. He loves us. I mean, it's just, I mean, I'll get off the phone if y'all got time to read that verse 34, but it's just fabulous. Or maybe I could read it to the listeners.
Yeah, we'll read it, Wayne, and it says
but
this.
I just want to thank you guys so much, and you know, just like the other caller, I mean, oh my goodness. Okay, go ahead, Bob. I'll be quiet.
Thanks,
well, here's
Wayne.
The passage Wayne was talking about at Romans 8:34. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. So God has us on his mind.
Yes.
And so much so that he sent Jesus. Jesus died, stood in our place, took our sins once and for all, and then was raised back to life. And he is at the right hand of God, always interceding for us. And boy, that is such good news to be able to walk through life knowing that God is for us and not against us. And that he is so for us, he took us from death to life. And Wayne, you're a changed man, my friend. And I love the confidence that God has put underneath you to enable you to walk in freedom and with a real heart that says thank you to the Lord Jesus for all that he's done in and through you. So, Wayne, thanks for chiming in. Thanks for your wonderful testimony.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Didn't mean to teary eye on you, but it just happened.
Yep.
You can't. Well, the good news will do that.
That's exactly right.
Have a blessed day. Bye-bye now.
Bye, Wayne. God bless you, my friend.
Thanks, Wayne.
Boy, that love of God is overwhelming.
It is.
I mean, there's sometimes you just think about it, and it just washes you over you in such a deep emotional way. You can't help but tear up. You can't help but shed, some of those drops of water down the cheek, and just sheer gratitude for Jesus, for what he's accomplished in our lives.
Yeah, there's something about this passage that we just read that some of you need to pay attention to. You've been raised or you've been taught to think that, oh, Jesus is at the right hand of God interceding for us, and what he's doing is begging God not to whack me. He's not interceding with God. He is God's intercessor against Satan in all of his accusations, saying, no, just go away. Be quiet. Shut up. Nothing you can say can affect our relationship with these people.
Yes, indeed.
That's power there.
And that's good news.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, let's go to New York and talk with Alan, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Alan.
Good afternoon.
And to you as well. What's on your mind today?
Just a question. I'm curious, you previously spoke about if there was a sin so great it could not be forgiven. And I've always wondered about in Matthew 12, but whoever speaketh against the Holy Spirit, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world nor the world to come. And I was wondering if you might shed some light on that.
Well, sure, Alan. Ultimately, that is the rejection of Christ Jesus. In the context of Matthew chapter 12, the Pharisees, some of the Jewish leaders, were attributing the work of Jesus to Satan. They were saying he was doing those miracles by Satan's power, when in essence he was doing it by the power of the Holy Spirit. So they were lying against the Holy Spirit. They were committing blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, attributing his works to the works of Satan. So we ask the question, so what is the work of the Holy Spirit? And Jesus gave some really clear clear job description in the book of John for us, that he sent the Holy Spirit out into the world to convince the world wrong about sin, righteousness, and judgment. About sin, because the world does not believe in Jesus. And then he goes on in that passage and he says the Holy Spirit is going to take the things of the Lord Jesus and make them known unto men. So that's the work of the Holy Spirit. So if we reject that work, if we attribute what the Holy Spirit is doing to lift up the name of Jesus for us, then we are blaspheming against the Holy Spirit in rejecting Jesus Christ. And that is the unpardonable sin. And if somebody goes to their grave rejecting Christ, then their eternal destiny is eternal separation from God.
Well, Alan, thank you for your call. We hope that's a help to you. Hope you keep listening and call again. You know, friends, we are in the final month of our fiscal year ending on June 30th. And as we approach that date, we need an outpouring of financial support to assure that we're on solid footing going into the new fiscal year. As we've stated, we need $199,510 to meet our budget. It's the desire of our hearts, and of course we believe that that desire comes from God himself, not only to ensure the current base is covered, but to expand the reach of Basic Gospel into new areas where this program has never before been heard, to reach new hearts and lives with the liberating truth of the gospel. To do that, we need your help. Your gifts are what make it possible to be here every day sharing the love of the Lord Jesus Christ with hurting people at the time of their need, right in their homes and their cars. You know, the need is absolutely tremendous, friends, but we have the answer. You hear it every day. Now we ask you to help us to help others who need to hear the good news. We ask you to step up with a special gift today if you can, but for sure by the end of the month. If you can do that, you can do so by clicking donate on any page at basicgospel.net or by phone at 844-412-2742. And with your gift of $20 or more, we're going to send you a copy of Bob Christopher's excellent CD series, Love Is. Again, that's donate at basicgospel.net or by phone at 844-412-2742. And may God richly bless your gift through Basic Gospel. Well, thanks for being with us today, everybody. Another interesting broadcast. Now for Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to join us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel.